Again, I appreciate the opportunity to try to share some knowledge with the group here. For anybody showing up expecting a technical talk, that's not the direction we're trying to go now. This is going to be more of an educational talk, kind of a little give and take back and forth, and I think that's a great direction we need to go to make sure we're getting everybody on the right page. So I'm going to run through real quick as best I can, condense about a one-hour talk into 10 minutes here. So Xtendimax herbicide. We've gotten a federal label, and right now we have 7 cotton-growing states that have given us labels from Arizona all the way over to Virginia. The only state that has a 24C right now is Georgia. Their special local needs only calls for training before use and purchase of Xtendimax herbicide. Reason we're, have Xtendimax herbicide on the market to go with our Xtendflex cotton is that it is a lower volatility product. The vapor grip technology that is added in with the Xtendimax herbicide product helps to decrease the volatility potentially, relative to Clarity by 90%. How does it do that? Well, in the tank, it prevents hydrogen ions from going after the dicamba salt and creating a dicamba acid, because once you spray that acid out onto a leaf or onto the ground, that's where the volatility comes from. The vapor grip in the tank or in the product is what helps prevent that and lower the potential for volatility. So why is that all that important? Didn't want to give a marketing message, but just wanted to set all that up for why Xtendimax is going to be the recommended product, because there's only going to be a couple of recommend or a couple of approved products for Xtendflex cotton in 2017. BASF just recently got their Ingenia label. We got the Xtendimax label from the federal government back in November. Those are the only two dicamba-containing products that will be available for Xtendflex cotton. So we do have application requirements. Doing our best to educate growers on the application requirements, and want consultants and growers alike to be aware of what the key application requirements are. Now, all of this I'm going to run through, none of this is a supplement for or is to take the place of any reading of the label that needs to happen. None of this that we run through today is to be considered full and complete label instructions. You still need to sit down with your grower, or if you are a grower, sit down, read the label, understand what is on that label and how to make proper applications. So the window of application for Xtendflex cotton of the Xtendimax product is going to be considered in crop if it is from 21 days prior to planting all the way through to 7 days pre-harvest. So anything outside of that 21 days prior to planting, you can go by the conventional label that we have for Xtendimax, but the supplemental label for application of over-the-top or in-crop use with Xtendflex cotton starts at 21 days prior to planting. The combined total use rate for Xtendimax within Xtendflex cotton is going to be 2 pounds. That would be 2 pounds of acid equivalent of dicamba per acre. You can put all that over the top of emerged cotton. It is tolerant to that, but we will not have any recommendations where we call for any more than 2 applications of 2 half-pound applications of Xtendimax at any point in time, whether in combination as a pre and 1 post or 2 post application. So just because the crop is tolerant of it does not mean that we're going to recommend it for good weed resistance management purposes. Right now there's only 1 tip that is on the label. That is a TTI 110-04. We do anticipate having more nozzles added to the label shortly. You just need to stay abreast of what those are by checking the ExtendimaxApplicationRequirements.com website. That is where changes to the supplemental label will be posted as states become, or we get labels in states, or we get new tips, or we get new tank mixes. That's where they'll be posted. 22 fluid ounces is going to be the rate. Once you get over the top or in post-emergence to Xtendflex cotton, the maximum rate equals the minimum rate. Even though, prior to crop emergence, you can go up to 44 ounces or go up to a pound acid equivalent, all of our recommendations will be for, or the label will state that 22 ounces is your max rate and also your minimum rate over the top. Course target, 4-inch weeds or smaller to get best control. So now into what the buffer requirement is going to be. So as Don kind of put this to me when we were talking about it, is how do we make sure that we're giving the right information to growers so that they're doing their best to be the good neighbor and to make sure they're staying out of trouble and avoiding any off-site movement of any product. So the key part of that with the Extendamax label is going to be with the downwind buffer to a sensitive area. If you're making that 22-ounce or half-pound acid equivalent application, it's going to be 110 feet from your last treated row to the closest downwind edge of your sensitive area. If you're spraying that one-pound rate or anything greater than the half-pound, so even a 23-ounce rate kicks you into the 220-foot buffer range. Anything that is not listed here is considered to be a sensitive area according to EPA. So it's roads, paved or gravel surfaces, agricultural fields that contain a crop that is tolerant to dicamba, agricultural fields that have been prepared for planting, or areas that are covered by a footprint of a building. All these are considered to be not sensitive areas. Anything that's not covered by this is considered by EPA to be a sensitive area. So by not defining what a sensitive area is, but defining what is not, EPA has de facto defined a sensitive area. So non-target susceptible crops, you cannot make any applications of Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology if you have an adjacent susceptible crop downwind. What does adjacent mean? Adjacent means it's on the downwind side and it's right there next to you. And I heard it put by one of the Dow reps in the meetings I was at back in December. Basically, if you're sitting in the cab of the sprayer and you look out there and you can see that crop, that's pretty much adjacent. So if it's downwind from you, no, you cannot make an application regardless of what wind speed is. So just some examples of what, you know, sensitive crops would be, that'd be tomatoes, cucurbits, grapes, and things like that. So if you don't have a downwind sensitive crop, the average wind speed that you should be making applications in is going to be 3 to 10 miles per hour. We do have an allowance in the label. You can make applications up to 15 miles per hour if there are no downwind sensitive, non-target sensitive crops around. But for the most part, a 3 to 10 mile per hour application is going to be the window for application with Extendamax herbicide. Mixing and handling. As we get products that you can tank mix with, they will be, again, posted to that extendamaxapplicationrequirements.com website. Right now, there are no approved products to tank mix. That includes herbicides, drift reduction agents, as well as other adjuvants that you might pick up downstream. We are working with other manufacturers and also some of our strategic retail partners to get products on the label as best and as fast as we can by working through the protocol that's been established by the EPA. Speaking of mixing and handling and tank mixes, tank mixing or putting any product in the tank that has AMS or contains AMS or even just putting straight AMS is going to be prohibited. The reason we have this in there is because AMS, you put it in the tank with a low volatility formulation of dicamba like Extendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology, and it will pretty much take away what we've been able to accomplish with the vapor grip technology. So no AMS in the tank. That goes for all products that have even just contain AMS. Drift reduction agents will be added to the label when we when we get those, as well as other adjuvants. We'll get those added on as well. But just make sure that you're not using AMS as a water conditioner. There's plenty of non-AMS water conditioners that are available. So minimum 10 gallons per acre application volume, maximum 15 miles per hour ground speed, and do not exceed 24 inches above your target or your target pest, your weed or your crop canopy. Triple rinse is going to be required. You look on just about any herbicide label, it will call for a triple rinse, and it is prescribed, the steps on how to do a proper triple rinse within the label. So that was as quickly as I could run through a one-hour training on Extendamax herbicide. Don't know if we didn't leave any time.
Not much. So.